Welcome to the regular meeting of the City of Morro Bay Water Reclamation Facility Citizen Advisory Committee. My name is Bill Woodson. I'm vice chair. I will be chairing today, but our chair, John Diodati, is with us, audio, remotely. Hi, John. Can you hear all this?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yep. You're on. You're on. You could be a little louder, but you're fine. So... I think we've got a quorum. Madam Secretary, have you got the attendance? So are you happy?
Yes.
All right. Okay, well then I can start this with a call to order, and we'll have a moment of silence for... especially maybe for my old buddy George Sheffield. He passed, and he was one of the good guys, and I miss him very much. Thank you. May we stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, that gets us to announcements and presentations. Rob, you want to take that?
Reminder that there is a joint meeting of the Morro Bay City Council, Cayuga Sanitary District, tomorrow night, this room, 6 p.m. So this room is the Morro Bay Community Center multipurpose room. So that'll be tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. A couple of items on the agenda, which looks real similar to your agenda, as a matter of fact. The RFP and the MOU, so they'll be looking to discuss those. I also emailed you earlier today a copy of a letter that already went to council, a letter to Dave Buckingham and Rick Kuhn from Ken Harris at the regional board. I intended to print out enough copies for everybody just in case, but the machine ran out of toner just as I left the room, so... You know, just-in-time delivery didn't work in this case.
Law.
Yeah, yeah. So I do have a few copies if you haven't seen it.
I read this.
Okay. If anybody...
are you going to give us a little tap dance on it?
I can give you a little synopsis. I can give you a little synopsis of the letter. This was... sent February 19th by Ken Harris, executive officer for the Central Coast Regional Board, acknowledging that the Morro Bay City Council made its decision on its site preference, recognizing that we did a lot of work to get us there, encouraging us to work together. This letter... talks about groundwater recharge being the most important use of reclaimed water in their mind, and making sure that we know that the state has a Groundwater Sustainability Management Act, and that we should, although the Morro Basin is not a critical basin in the state's plan, that we should... probably voluntarily look at creating a management plan for that groundwater basin. Also, he reminded us that our 301H permit has expired, and that the next permit we will likely have only until 2021 to have the new plant operational. So I'm viewing that as December 31st, maybe 11:59.
2021
to have the plant operational, which is not that far off.
No,
it's 6 years and a few months, so it fits right in line with the council's adopted schedule of having it in operation 5 years from the next permit. We knew that was a likely outcome from the regional board. That's one of the reasons why council adopted that resolution to have that operational. Those are the two comments that I have, and I still do have two copies if anybody desires a hard copy, but it's in your email also.
Before we go any further, does anyone have any questions for Rob on that letter? Especially.
Yeah, I do. With the non-issuance of another 301H waiver, how is that going to, well, since you're here, Bruce, how is that going to affect the operation of the plant, especially with the new state parks? You know, we have two state parks now. We're going to have two RV dumping stations and odor control chemicals. How is that going to affect your treatment there to deal with that?
I'm expecting that the permit that will be issued by the regional board will not be a 301H waiver, but it will have interim effluent limits that will look a lot like the permit that we're operating right now. So they recognize we can't meet full secondary treatment requirements 100% of the time with current operations. What I have gathered from regional board is that they will issue a full secondary permit with interim effluent limitations that will still allow us to maintain compliance for the next 5 years. The critical part is that after 2021, when if the new permit is issued, let's say in 2015, early 2016, you get 5 years. And after that 5-year period is up, they can help you for another 5-year period if you're making progress towards your facility. But if they so choose, at that point, they could start to implement penalties for not meeting full secondary treatment compliance.
So how is that different than a 301H waiver?
In a lot of ways, it's the same permit. It's just going to be a different flavor, a different color.
Okay, we're going to go around the corner here.
Okay. Yeah, I have a quick one for you, Rob. In his letter, he inferred pretty heavily that he wanted to see groundwater recharge as the use for the effluent from the facility. And how I read the letter, I could be wrong on that. Either direct injection or percolation pond kind of situation. Have they ever given you any clues as to whether they would allow more well pumping in the Morrow Creek Basin as a result of doing that? Because I think up to this point in time, City Council, or at least my guess was, some of their thoughts were to actually take the water that's reclaimed and directly transmit it to users per se, be it the farm fields out in the valley or anything else. Has regional water quality ever given you some kind of trade-off if you were following that particular?
So that's regulated by a different division of the state, the State Water Resources Control Board does all the water rights permitting. So it's clear from discussions with the state and our water rights attorneys that, you know, we have rights to that, the discharger has rights to that effluent, but we probably will need to go through some permitting process because we'll be putting it into the ground. And we want to make sure that everybody knows that we are a
city.
Yes, we are a city. We are an appropriative user of water from that basin. We're not an overlier or a riparian user, so we have a permit requirement to extract water. So we'll be talking with the State Water Resources Control Board to make sure that everybody's clear on that. So that's one half of the question. Kind of the other half is, you know, we've talked mainly about direct use of reclaimed water, but that's not the only thing that the council had in their goals. They also wanted to explore groundwater recharge. So it's one of the things that we'll be looking at early on. you know, we have to make sure that that basin is appropriate for, we just don't want another ocean outfall. I mean, it's a flowing underground river is the way it's classified. That's why the state board has regulatory authority over it to manage that basin.
Well, so, I was going to say, because I have no problem with the groundwater recharge he speaks to, but it kind of bothers me if they're not going to have a trade-off for that somehow we have an ability to kind of get some of that water that we'd be recharging the basin.
That would be beyond his authority to...
And thank you. Yeah, you cleared me up.
Okay.
That. Thank you.
Paul?
No, I don't
know. Valerie?
I was wondering if the treatment levels that they identify in paragraph 2 and 3 were considered as part of our original studies in terms of development of the plant and costs. Are some of these additional to what we had discussed, or what had been discussed?
I believe that the council has already gone beyond full secondary as a goal. So we're looking at tertiary treatment as a minimum for this new facility. Some of the other treatment requirements, the nitrate removal, talks about tertiary treatment twice there, but tertiary treatment, supplemental treatment for groundwater recharge. And we'll just leave it that, groundwater recharge. Probably unlikely that we'll be doing direct injection of wells because just of the geologic nature of the basin. But we would need to do that anyway, and as part of the facilities master plan, we want the consultant to take a broad brush and be creative with looking at all those treatment regimes. Likely, if we remember the Larry Walker presentation, that salt nutrients will be a component of our permit, so we will need to address those also.
Okay. They were talking about secondary biological processes.
Yeah.
In the next paragraph, nitrate removal, either by secondary biological process or by post-tertiary supplemental treatment. So those are all within the purview of what we had previously.
Correct.
Dale?
I'm good.
Okay. My only comment is would we as a as you as project manager keep track of milestones and appraise the board as we progress as a requirement or as a courtesy, or how is that administered?
Let me restate the question to make sure that I understand that. So as we move forward in the project, I could see something similar that we deliver to council, our project status update. And we should probably, that's a good point, we should probably include that with this committee also so that you know exactly where we're at in the project at any given time.
Okay, thanks. Hey, John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You got any questions for staff before we proceed?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that...
And just so you know, I was advised to put the phone on mute, so if it takes me a while to respond, it's because I'm just getting the phone.
Oh, we're in no hurry. We'll wait. We'll wait for you.
Thank you.
That gets us to public comment. I see some public. Is there any comment? No comment. All right, that gets us to the consent calendar. Very nice minutes. Thank you for appending the subcommittee reports of last meeting, and we appreciate that. I think it's good history and it's good input, and we appreciate the subcommittees formalizing those reports, and they're nice to refer to, and thank you very much. So, is there any comments at all? I don't need to go around the corner here. All I need to do is hear if anybody has a comment other than I move.
I move that we approve the minutes as stated.
I second. I need a second.
I second.
Okay, that's good. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, we got it.
Okay, Mr. Chair, if I might, I just want to forewarn you on the city is changing the policy on the way we're going to be doing minutes with all our the city council and advisory boards. You might have seen it so far on the city council where they're more or less action minutes with links in the minutes to the YouTube video of where that item takes place. So we're going to be entering the 21st century here. So you'll see what action took place in written format. But if you want to, instead of reading the detail, you'll have a link to a YouTube video. The city has now a YouTube page where we upload all those meetings to. So that's a slight change in operations.
So there's no escape of he said, she said, we said, they said, huh?
You still will need to approve the action minutes so that we got your action clear, but the details won't be recorded in written format anymore.
I have a quick question, Rob. I did go online to YouTube, and I did see all the city council videos of the different meetings for the last several months. Are they doing the other ones like the RIPCAC committee, or are they... haven't gotten to that point yet.
We haven't gotten to that point yet, so...
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing it.
It's a learning process. Our new city manager is dragging us into the modern era.
It is smooth, and the nice thing I like about it is when you stream the local AGP video, sometimes you have trouble with breaks and glitches. On YouTube, it comes through very clear, and that's one thing I didn't notice.
Okay. This gets us then to old business, and the old business starts with subcommittee reports. And so I will ask each one of the subcommittees if they have anything to say at this time for this meeting. We'll start with finance.
We don't have a report.
Okay. Do you have anything to say?
I don't.
No, I just have a few comments. Is this
all
good?
Right. Good.
Okay. First of all, I sincerely hope that the staff puts together a community relations plan and starts to conduct the outreach for some of the items that we had mentioned during the last meeting. And I wanted to raise to the public this excellent article that was done by David Buckingham, and from my understanding, he provides information to the Bay News, I think, on a weekly basis?
On a weekly, as often as they're published. I'm not sure what every 2 weeks, I think, they're published now.
Okay, well, the one I'm looking at right now is dated March 5th through 18th, and for folks who haven't read this yet, it's on business matters, and it's entitled Water Sewer Rates Must Rise, The View from Harbor Street. And it's very, very well written, very succinct, and I think that's important information. And along those lines with the sewer rates, I noted that in the minutes from the last meeting, you had said that in March you're going to be initiating the Prop 218 process. Is that correct?
We will go to council on March 24th to have them approve the notice of publication, and then we'll have the Prop 218 hearing in May. So we'll initiate the process 45 days prior to that May hearing. So mid-April probably is when the actual notices will go out, maybe a little bit before that.
Okay, and then other than putting a notice in the newspaper, what other outreach tools are you going to be using to inform the public about that?
Every property gets direct mail.
Okay, perfect.
For the ballot, so.
Okay, and I noticed also in the minutes that you clarified that when you were talking about the sewer rates, you were really talking about phase one. It's not going to include the sewer rates as proposed are not going to be including the reclamation component, and because that's under phase two. And I was wondering, when are you going to bring in those costs and let people know about them?
So phase two costs, the water reclamation project transitions from a wastewater project to a water supply project. Mm-hmm. Those are beyond the scope of this five-year study. Your study for rates are only good for 5 years. So as we get further along and have some detailed costs, we can proceed forward with that rate analysis also. So it's probably going to be about 5 years from now when we do that rate analysis.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Very good, Jimmy. Thank you.
Yeah. No. Okay. That takes care of finance. Now we go on to the subcommittee, environmental subcommittee.
I had a question on finance.
Yeah, John. Yeah, go ahead.
Rob, I heard you say ballots being mailed. I was under the impression this was a protest hearing and not an assessment. Are you?
I'm sorry. Not ballots. Notices will be mailed.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Environmental subcommittee.
Yeah, the environmental subcommittee has nothing to report. We've not met.
Right. All right. Good. Okay. How about engineering?
Engineering has nothing to report at this time.
Okay, good. Okay, that takes care of the subcommittees. Now, the next thing on the agenda is kind of tough for me. It's the MOU between Cayucas and Morro Bay. And we have two drafts, and they're hard for me to put side by side, but we're here to compare them, and as you say, Rob, the city is going to have a meeting, joint and powers meeting tomorrow. And so, this is on the agenda. So this is a hot ticket, huh?
Yes, this is the second thing on the agenda for tomorrow night. So the city council reviewed this item at their last meeting. And the meeting before last meeting in February, and basically have given direction for to move forward with the city's drafted MOU. Subsequent to your last meeting, we received a MOU from the Cayucas Sanitary District. And since you didn't get a chance to review that at your last meeting, that's why I'm including this, so that we're basically getting this as much information out to the public as possible. So the city has their version of what the language in the MOU says. The Cayucas has their version, and they are different in quite a few respects. So the Morro Bay sets the tone and, at least in this first phase, would have Morro Bay acting as the project manager and Cayucas as the customer. And this MOU is what was called at one meeting the MOU for now, to get us through the facilities master planning and environmental review. And I want to note that in a conversation with Mr. DiDotti, he brought up this, that a number, after now therefore number two components of the MOU, the last two, and I'll paraphrase this and John can correct me if I'm wrong, it talks about preparation of an RFP, but it's actually preparation and execution of those documents, because we want to be able to do that work also under this MOU. Just the preparation of the MOU of the RFP doesn't really get us anywhere.
Yeah, I saw that. 7 and 8 bullets are not on the Cayucas MOU.
Right, and to clarify on that, preparing the RFPs, selecting the consultants, getting the work done on the facility master plan. The environmental is going to be a little bit of a lag on that because we need to know what's in the facility master plan to be able to move forward. So there's going to be a gray area as the environmental review stage gets into gear, how long this MOU will still be in effect at that point. Because there's the larger question of how project management will work in the long run and so forth, which will all have to be resolved during the life of this MOU, toward the end of the MOU. The point of the MOU is just to keep the ball rolling for right now, pretty much.
What bothers me quite a bit is if I was in your shoes, I would be very nervous about proceeding with any design criteria of the new project unless this was put to bed. And it seems to me you need to know, is Cayucas participating? And if they are, in what manner in what form or authority are they participating? And it seems to me that that's critical for you to proceed in a timely manner.
Or as an alternative, we still have to proceed. We only have a limited amount of time to proceed. Council could give staff direction to proceed with issuance of an RFP prior to a executed MOU with the city as lead on that. And as Cayucas has a chance to digest the meanings of that, we could amend that RFP.
Okay, well, I propose then what we do is go through the Cayucas MOU page by page and see if anyone has any comments, and then we'll come back to the Morro Bay MOU and page by page for any comments, and then we will ask for staff's summation. Is that acceptable to you, Rob?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I like suggestions.
You're on.
Or since the city MOU is so modified, we could go through the cities and we could point out what CSD deleted.
Well, this won't it won't take too long, Valerie.
I guess what I'm saying is that what CSD did is they deleted a lot from the city. They condensed everything down, and they moved a few things to two different places in the MOU from where the city had it. But
okay.
Anyway, that's just my thought.
Thank you,
Rob. Can you give us a breakdown of what the differences are between the two? Just a bullet point of what
I think. Basically, it goes down to really one concept: is that we would continue to operate under our kind of existing operational agreement, where we would continue to meet as a joint body, decisions would be made as a joint body, both would be overseeing the project. It would be business as usual is the gist of what I get out of their version of the MOU.
So Cayucas doesn't want to be a customer, they want to be part of it.
At this point, that's what I get from their comments.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Can
I am?
Let's cool our jets a little bit. Let's go through page one of the Cayucas MOU, and let's start with Richard.
Thank you. I took a couple of notes, and it's almost like a overview before we kind of get into the meat of it. Well, and I got it listed, and I will pass out this.
If you can make it brief, because this is
it is brief. It's six points, and basically, Cayucas Sanitary District.
Just address the first page, so as we can go this through this not too detailed. Before we want to go through this incrementally as we go.
Well, okay? Before we even get to step one, okay, we have. The Cayucas Sanitary District and the City of Morro Bay have some basic differing goals based on self-interest and are not compatible. And I'll just read out just six sentences. Number one, the CSD has always wanted to remain at the current plant and has expressed a strong negative views regarding Morro Bay's actions that lead to the decision to move it inland. Number two, when it was clear that the plant would be moved, They pushed for the CMC alternative, and the investigation of that alternative has cost Morro Bay a great deal of money and caused significant delays. Morro Bay has already indicated at that time a preference for a site much closer to town. Number three, delay gives CSD what they appear to want, that is to stay at the current site for as long as possible, and that is proved by a study that they funded, and that was their first alternative. Number four, delay also means continual discharge of less than secondary treated effluent into the ocean, which impacts Morro Bay much more than Cayucas. Number five, the CSD has, over the years, consistently opposed significant reclamation capacity capabilities for the new plant, and our water supply situations are very different. Morro Bay needs reclaimed water due to the unreliability of our drinking water sources, and Cayucas has five independent water sources if you count their cemetery district. And number six, even the content of the two proposed MOUs demonstrates a different goal of these two agencies. Now, as a field engineer, this is what I was trained in. One of the things that comes about with these kind of projects is, as we know, as we do the groundwork, as the work is done in the field, there's always situations where you have an as-built and you need a decision maker to make a decision. If we are going to be in partners with the CSD, these decisions can't be made at the spot, and they will just be delayed upon delays. And I am really strongly suggest that we look at Cayucas as a customer only, just like we do, just like we'll do state parks. And also, in addition, it is imperative, since we're the lead agencies, all fluid measuring devices that are in the collection system should be under the jurisdiction of Morro Bay, not Cayucas. And currently, Cayucas is in charge of Lift Station 5, where we have to have a trust relationship regarding their flows. And I would say trust but verify, and that should be encompassed in our jurisdiction with our staff. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Barbara.
All right, we're on the Cayucas.
Yeah, we're on the Cayucas. I was going to start with page one, but it sounds like we're encompassing the entire thing. So just go ahead and tell us what you think.
Okay. I agree with you, Bill. It's very difficult to review this, and I would also propose the next time that we put this in word tracking mode or something more representative of the 21st century so that we could review it once. I'm concerned if we try to review both, we're going to be going back and forth, repeating the same discussion. And again, some of these are really business issues, this deletion of all these whereas paragraphs as far as a contractual. So you would get guidance from your counsel on that. The biggest thing I see is the deletion of the phrase with the requirement to pay for the previous costs incurred on the studies to date. So I would defer to whoever's negotiating this as to how important some of these items are, the deletion of these bullets.
Yeah.
But that's just at a general level, but it's very difficult to review in this
manner. It is hard. It is very hard. I'm used to, in my format, of where you take two documents, you strike throughs and underlines. And, stuff
and you
like
see
that,
who made the changes, and you can insert colors, comments. Yeah. Exactly. Sorry.
Ginny.
Just a point. This was a document that was presented to us by the Cayuga Sanitary District.
We didn't
edit this in-house. Otherwise, you'd see strike-throughs and line-outs like you do in the RFP.
Okay. I have nothing to add. I think Barbara has pretty much covered what I had. My concern was especially with the previous costs.
Steve?
Yeah, a few quick things in seeing it. And you're right, Rob. I think their feeling is to be a partner, not a customer of the city. And I'm not going to get into whether it's better them as a customer or whether them as a partner. But if they wish to be a partner, and the two things that bothered me was the fact they didn't want to go back to soft costs back to 2013. If you're a true partner, you'd be covering those costs. And the second biggest, and this is a very big one too, is they don't want to cover any of Morro Bay's staff time, which is going to be quite extensive over the next 5 or 6 years throughout this process.
Yeah.
So the problem I have, I look at this document, and I don't agree with it, but I understand it. What they're trying to do is cut the best deal they can for their ratepayers in their in their area. Unfortunately, being a city ratepayer, and mainly we're here for that purpose, that is the biggest problem that bothers me with this aspect. It did bring the light, and I'll bring it up when we get over to the Morro Bay MOU. It did open my eyes to a few things about how Morro Bay approached the MOU, and I'll bring that up when we get to the next part.
Me
but
too.
Those are the main things I saw in their MOU that I had concern with.
Okay, that's good.
Well. Yeah, with these deletions and edits that Cayucas did, is it anything that's missing now that was important to you? Originally, who authored the original MOU that Morro Bay presented?
It was a group effort. I was the primary author, ran it through our legal counsel. Bruce had some input into it. Rick Sauerwein of our staff. So it was a staff effort with our legal counsel's input. And then we forwarded that to Cayucas for their review
and, so
and
with,
signature.
With their version, which is really toned down, obviously, is there anything missing that that would give you guys heartburn that you wanted in there?
Basically, the flavor of Morro Bay is the lead agency, their customer, and that they struck the soft cost. We view that they all lead the project to where it is today. We would reimburse each other for each other's soft costs and to have that included.
Valerie.
Are we at the point?
No, we're just talking about Cayucas now. We're just warming up.
I agree that CSD is not agreeing to the city take over the operation of the plant, and the CSD as a customer. There also appears to be a disagreement as to the authority of the GPA and what it requires in regards to decisions and decision making. If you see CSD, their whereas number 5 versus Morro Bay, their whereas number 6, the Community Service District is saying that the JPA does specify that written approval approvals need to be both parties, whereas the Morro Bay number 6, in terms of what they're saying the JPA covers, is basically saying it's not clear at this point what the JPA would cover for the future. So there appears to be a pretty good difference there. There's a number of things that were deleted under roles and responsibility, again, the ownership, and there was also deletion of discussion of design build, which is what the city is striving for, and there was also the deletion of the role of the city engineer in regards to coordinating a lot of the efforts. There's et cetera, et cetera. There's just a whole number of things, but those seem to be some fairly important issues.
Dale.
My question is if it's a joint effort, that means two parties are going to have to agree on everything that is done for design, build.
So the way the existing agreement works between the two bodies is their motions have to mirror each other for anything to move forward. Is that kind of in a nutshell how it works? So they sit. They don't sit as a 10-person board when they meet together. They're two separate boards meeting in the same room at the same time.
So
there's no
Morro Bay and then Cayucas are two separate.
Yeah. So when they meet, like tomorrow night, it's two separate boards meeting in the same room at the same time. So if they want to do anything together, their votes have to mirror each other for that item to be approved by both bodies.
That's what they're saying under their paragraph 14 of the JPA. That's what they're pointing
out. So that means that if there's not an agreement, then this thing gets drug out longer and longer. Mm-hmm. Is that what happens?
That's the problem.
If the Morro Bay City Council doesn't choose to do something else.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Before I give John a crack at it, I got just a couple things on the Cayucas MOU. On page 2, 3B, it says each party shall be responsible for the payment and costs of their respective staff. I think that's totally unacceptable. And I don't think you can buy that. And then 3E, the ultimate operation and ownership of the facilities is beyond the scope of this MOU. I don't think I don't think you can buy that either. I think that has to be that is unacceptable. John, are you there?
I'm here.
Have you got any comments on the Cayucas MOU before we get to the Morro Bay MOU? We're going to go to that next, and we're going to give that a thorough massaging. But right now, we're just talking about the Cayucas MOU.
No, I don't think I have anything to add that's not already been said.
Okay. Then I'm ready to go on to MOU that this, yes, Valerie?
John, did you see any reason for why they would have wanted to delete preparation and circulation of the initial study from the components of the new under number 2? Why they took that out?
I don't understand why they would take that out, other than we have to come to another agreement before we do that.
Okay. Now we're to the MOU draft by Morro Bay that they proposed to the joint group. And let's start with the front page, and let's start with Dale instead of Richard.
I have nothing right
front
now.
Front page, you go, okay, how about you, Valerie?
Well, it's probably everybody's noticed that on the front page, they deleted the second whereas, and they deleted the fifth whereas.
Well,
one and three are the same, but what 5 does is it lays out what the intent of the Morro Bay community, what our goals are.
Let's approach this that Morro Bay City Council is going to take this as their document and just review that from a council perspective as to what you would change or add or delete. As a council member, this MOU, as you present it to the public and to Cayucas, is there anything on page 1 that you would change as a council member?
And maybe just a little preamble. This has already gone to council. They have not made significant changes to it. They are in agreement with the
Words
and with, more importantly probably than the words, the intent.
Okay.
Well, maybe one question. I noticed that the CSD used the term parties when they're talking because they see it as a joint project. And I'm wondering if somehow, I believe that CSD was part of the development of the goal setting. This would be the fifth whereas. So are we being exclusionary by not saying that Morro Bay and CSD, or did they not agree to all of the goals and objectives here?
They were not party to any goal setting. Okay. They reviewed the material, but they didn't provide any input. And I know our council has asked for them to state their goals so that we can include them in an MOU. But
because I know that we had the working sessions and people gave input. I don't know if anybody from CSD did.
Not that was identified as a CSD board member or actually a member of the Cayucas community that provided input.
Wait, you've done, Valerie? Are you happy?
I'm done with the first page.
Yeah, okay, good. All right. Okay. John. I mean, Paul. I'm sorry. Paul?
I noticed that Cayuga obviously had no problem with our percent splits, the 72-28. I think we discussed this a little bit last time, but do we actually want to lock into a number or make it say that's current and subject to some sort of adjustment? Do we want to kind of some flexibility there?
That's probably a good idea.
I know this is short term, but nonetheless, something could happen and might work in our favor, and it'd be nice to have that in here.
Yeah. I think we're pretty close on the 72-28 based on MWH's analysis during the last project, but it might be good, or actual flows capacities as determined through the facilities master plan.
Steve?
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to, I hate to say it, Bill, like I'm kind of talking to the whole document, because to do it page by page, I'm talking more the tenor of the entire thing, not necessarily which line does cross out on a given page.
Okay, let it rip.
Yeah, okay, good deal. Thank you. And it came to light for me when I was reading the Cayuga CSD's MOU, is the fact if it's the political will of the city council to have them as a customer and we be a purveyor, I see a structure similar to how the CCWA and the city of Morro Bay are set up, where CCWA is the owner, they're a purveyor to the city of Morro Bay. Morro Bay pays a flat fee for all capital recovery costs of the CCWA, and then turns around and pays another cost for the operation and maintenance, or the operational costs of providing, and they entitle the city to a certain amount of something. It seems to me the MOU should be structured more in that format if the intent is no longer to be partners and to be a client-server kind of a relationship. And if that is indeed the case, maybe the city wouldn't be in its rights to say, hey, you're going to have to go back and cover costs back to January 2013. In reality, what would happen is you'd cover all costs from the beginning and then you tie down a fee and a capital recovery cost and move forward. So they may not be funding it up front, but it would be more in that format.
Yeah, that would be another alternative. We talked about that. Was that I think that would be acceptable to the city council. So either they're paying for some of the upfront costs, but it's going to be reflected in their future rates. They may have a lower because they're going to be paying some upfront costs.
Yeah, and if they're reimbursing upfront for those capital recovery costs, I can agree with that. But I think if you're going to be the purveyor, then be the purveyor.
Yeah.
And your MOU should read in that format. Don't kind of waffle it a little like they're still partners if you're not allowing them to be partners. I guess that's the tenor of the whole MOU that I would see. If you're going to go the direction of a purveyor and a customer, then I'd try to work the MOU into that fashion.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I agree totally. I think that's a very important point, and I think that would be reason enough to maybe massage this document a little bit to reflect that. Anyway, before we get there, Jenny, you got something to say?
I was just going to say that I thought that this the Morro Bay MOU was very well written, and actually, I have very few comments on it, but again, the assumption would be, as it's written, that Morro Bay and Cayucas are partners. And if you made that change on page 2, where you added preparation and execution of the RFP, I think that's fine.
Barbara.
Thanks. Same comments as Ginny. It's very well done as it stands right now, reflecting the tone of an equal partnership. Rob, the only question I had was on the termination date in Section 5, the option of the earliest of the June 30th, 2016. While I think that's good maybe to have an out, I would also make the comment that maybe you get a year into this and then you have to renegotiate it. So I'm not sure what the rationale was for that, but I defer to your judgment there. That's the last page, Section 5.
I think the idea was that that gets us through the preliminary studies, and we talk about it again at that point.
Okay, thank you.
Richard.
I agree with Steve. Regarding any memorandum with Tayucas, it should be crystal clear that we're the lead agency, they're going to be a customer, and it should be written as such. Some of the issues that I also want to bring up in the first page, it talks about referencing the first page where the fifth whereas is, and it talks about Title 22 requirements and reclaimed water, and also combining that with the recent letter that we just got with the regional board. It's my understanding that LAFCO and Cayuga Sanitary District have to come to some kind of an agreement that they have either creating another district for the what to do with the water, the reclaimed water, or create a community service district in Cayucas. And all these, once again, all these things that if we lace in there are going to delay us from the project. And that's why I think it's like, this has been, just so people know, this has been going on since 2003 that I know, okay? 2003, I was doing a flow study at Cayucas. So it's not something that is like, oh, okay, new. It should be very simple. We in Morro Bay are taking all the risk of having that sewage going through our North Morro Bay town. It took Cayucas 2003 and 2014, 11 years to just address an H2S issue. And it wasn't until a school was put in near there that they did. So based on history and past experience, I think that we need to get a move on it in Morro Bay and basically figure out what it's going to cost per dollar to treat that their sewage. Thanks.
So thank you. Back to Dale. Dale and Valerie especially, I apologize. It morphed as it went around the corner, so I'm going to give you guys another crack at it before we move on to John and maybe other things.
Well, you know, I agree with Richard and Steve that we need to lay it out that they're a customer and that Morro Bay is a lead, and just do something to that effect so there's no misinterpretation of what their role is or what they have to do, so we don't stall this any longer so we can get a jump on it.
Okay, Valerie, you're on.
Oh,
for the entire document.
No, that's okay. I was just looking at page 2, and it's on page 2 where the CSD under the third whereas, yes, the third whereas eliminates the city as the owner-operator. And it's also their first whereas. Oh, no, wait a minute. Yeah.
What page are you on, Valerie?
Oh, page 2.
Page 2.
Yeah, and the city's first, whereas on page 1 states that the existing JPA does not consider, outline, or guide the CMB and CSD and their relationship, obligations, responsibilities, et cetera. And I think that what the CSD is saying is that basically no actions, no relocation, reconstruction, alteration, yada, yada, or replacement of any portion of this would occur without written approval between both parties. So there's... And so that's, they don't agree with, I don't think that's what their issue is. I don't think they agree with that statement. The first whereas on that page, the city's I believe that some of the things that are on this page, on page two, actually show up. They were deleted here and show up later on in other places. I believe they, oh, it's also here. It's the fourth whereas, the city's fourth whereas, is that, no, that's not the one. That's it for now.
Okay.
Oh, there's one more thing.
All right.
That you deleted. It's under description of the project. And it has to do with under number two, treated wastewater options. Treated wastewater to points of discharge into the waters of the state or for beneficial reuse within legally authorized areas. I believe that was deleted.
Now, wait a minute. Now, where are you? You're on page two.
Page two under description.
In number two.
Yeah.
On the now, therefore.
Number one, II.
Number one, II.
Okay.
Actually, I'm under number one.
Okay.
Yeah, II.
Okay, got it.
I think they were deleted reuse within legally authorized areas.
And
then they also deleted conveyance infrastructure and facilities may be located within existing or future right-of-ways.
Yeah, Cayucas deleted that,
CSD did. And I'm not sure why they would have. I guess they just figured it out.
I thought Cayucas' wording there
was non sequitur.
Was maybe a little bit different and maybe better.
So yeah. They expanded maybe on legally authorized areas to say effluent injection wells to aid aquifer recharge and subsidence control. Not sure that there's subsidence, but and prevent saltwater intrusion or for beneficial reuse.
What page is that?
This is on page. They're not numbered in the Cayucas.
Oh, that's the Cayucas MOU.
Oh.
And it's
under number one.
Number one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One double I in the Cayucas MOU.
Right. That sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
They say the same thing in different words.
Well, okay.
Legally authorized areas or they specified some specific areas.
Yours was more general.
Ours are more general. Ours would allow for direct potable reuse sometime in the future, you know, when we put on our dune suits and
I guess I would have to agree too. I like the way they wrote
Okay. If we do have theirs, I would suggest that we would add, or for any legally authorized beneficial reuse.
Yeah, and then put a tailor for the scooper.
Yeah.
How you doing, Valerie? You got some more?
Not on that page.
Okay. Try the next page.
On the next page?
I think Vice Chair Woodson is now looking at the entire document rather than going page by page.
We're doing is Steve convinced me and twisted my arm. And so if there's any comments anywhere in the document, just go ahead and let her rip.
I guess what in terms of the Morro Bay components of the new WRF under number two, CSD added the importance of starting to work on getting getting the state revolving funds, applying or like going after money. In other words, trying to get money. They added that to the list of things that need to be done. But they did delete the preparation and circulation of the initial study.
Yeah.
And
we know that.
Under roles and responsibilities, they deleted C, and that's the public works director and engineer with the city of Morro Bay planning, et cetera. They deleted those roles, and general manager, then the role of the general manager, that you'll consult with the general manager, but they completely struck that paragraph from your MOU.
My only comment on that, Rob, is I think that you should preserve or maybe retain the Honecker project manager. I think that that's all-encompassing, and I notice in the next document that we're going to review, and in this one, the project manager is not you. It's others, and it could be even a consultant. So I don't know who. I haven't seen a table or a staffing
org chart.
Org chart. Thank you. But I think you should retain that very generalist title. Personally.
So it's basically all the work that you would do for getting the FMP rolling, the environmental document, preliminary property acquisition. They want to be consulted all along the way. It's basically that's why they struck it.
Yes, I believe so.
And then they struck the next paragraph under roles and responsibility D. The city and the CSD shall provide policy direction, meet quarterly to ensure that CSD's concerns are heard, and then prior to any final decisions by the city. And and then there's they also this, and also in there the council board of directors meetings related to this MOU shall be separate and distinct meetings from the existing JPA. Nothing in this section prevents the new meeting from occurring on the same day. So basically, that whole paragraph was struck. They deleted. Oh, here we go again. The ultimate operation and ownership of this facility will be the CMB. And that CSD will be a customer. They deleted the parties to this MOU with the goal of achieving an agreement executed on behalf of both parties prior to the execution of construction or design build contract by CMB. I believe they deleted that for the new water reclamation facility. But I believe it's the execution of, I believe what the city is striving for is a design build method.
I think to meet our timeline, that's
yes.
Really.
But that was, I believe that was.
Alternative delivery is probably maybe the only way to get there.
Yeah. And that's all I have on that page. I don't know if you want me to go to the next page. They did two things under termination of this MOU. They deleted the June 30th, 2016 date, and they added, if somebody, I believe what they're doing here, if somebody wants to step out of this particular agreement, that they added a 60-day written notification process.
They certainly did. Mutual agreement.
Yeah. That's primarily what I saw.
Do you have any further questions?
Do I have any further questions? No. It sounds like we have two different types of MOUs here with two different goals and objectives, and the roles and responsibilities are different between the what the city is willing to, what the city is proposing and what CSD wants to participate in.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So,
and, Paul?
And then tomorrow, I guess you'll discuss that more?
Yes, both bodies will.
Right. Paul, have you got something to add?
I was just going to ask what she was asking about tomorrow's meeting. Will there be some sort of resolution by tomorrow, hopefully, or is this going to drag on?
Ideally, we would come out of that meeting with a direction to maybe make some minor modifications to an MOU, and both parties would sign it. That would be very optimistic if...
But it's a goal. Yeah.
Yes, it
and
is a goal.
And that's what you're going to strive to do.
That's what we're going to strive to do.
Sure. I have one quick question. Rob, in the as we jump into the later thing, the RFP, it talks about a March 16th date to put it out. Are you going to move ahead with that regardless of whether you get this MOU put in place or not?
It depends how things go tomorrow, but if it looks like there's no resolution even to put out the MOU, I will be asking our council to give me direction to put out a city RFP.
One other thing I wanted to clarify on when I spoke earlier, and that's not the fact of whether I'm pushing either for us to be a purveyor or to be a partner with the CSD. I just feel if it's the political will of this city to be a purveyor, then the MOU should match accordingly.
Thank you.
That's right.
Okay, before we give John a crack at this, I just want to kind of synopsize my thoughts on the MOU. And there's, I think I'm echoing what I've heard here. And first of all, I really appreciate you guys looking so thoroughly into this. This is a very important document, and I appreciate your thoughts and your time and effort. So my first comment is on the first page, and it's the fourth whereas, where it's the 72-28%, and I'm just echoing Richard on we better be sure of that and how you're going to address it, especially under if indeed, as Richard states, we are trusting their meters, we should be very sure of the 72-28. And
just a little clarification on the 72-28. It's not a flow-based number. It's their ownership of capacity in the facility. So it's what we're designing for. So they're going to have to state what they want capacity-wise for a future plant. They're going to give us a XMGD plant that they need, or an X 1,000 gallon per day plant. So costs for this capital improvement will be based on your capacity in the new facility. So we won't be looking at flow meters for that.
If you do it like my analogy in the electric industry, where you have capacity and then actual energy, it's the same principle.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And the second thing that I am echoing Steve is that on 4A on page 3, where you're asking a Cayucas to share in the expenses, and then on the other hand, you want them to be a customer. I think you could delete that and just say, you're just a customer here. You are our primary wholesale customer, and we will take care of all of these elements of the project, including the financing and costs, and we will bill you. And then the third thing is that I think Valerie touched on it very well, is the termination of the MOU and the June 16th, 2016 criteria. I assume the existing MOU has no end, and there's no way that you can, and it includes the project as part of the existing MOU, and I don't know the legalities, and I think that you have to go further, but I would think that you would need to get this thing put to bed.
I think their attorney's opinion is Morro Bay and Cayucas are tied together forever. Yeah. We're chained together, and we cannot break that chain.
That's
no matter what.
That's my impression, too.
Yeah. I don't think our city attorney has that same opinion.
And so I think it's going to get to the clash of the giants. But I think it has to be resolved, and it just cannot be one of these things that is not addressed. And those are my only comments. Hey, John, are you there still? do you have anything to say?
I'm here. Everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes. Let her rip.
I would just had on, and Rob mentioned it earlier, I would just like to make sure that on part two, where it talks about potential costs, that he, as he said, execution is also covered. The way when I read it, it seemed like it was a lot of preparation work, not necessarily the actual deliverables. And then also another bullet, just because there is some uncertainty with this type of work as to what needs to be done, there's a bullet that says something like any other costs related to preliminary development of a new water reclamation facility. And that just reiterates the MOU and that any other costs that may be necessary to get work done are also covered as well. And you're not having the CSD saying, well, it's not in the Section 2, so we're not paying for it. And then just as some comments, I do appreciate staff putting this together. I think the JPA is a model that's not going to work moving forward. And if this needs to be accomplished in 6 years, then definitely a more streamlined agreement in place, how decisions are made, and the project is moved forward. And I think City's MOU addresses that and then does give the CSD the ability to provide some input with Section 4. And that's it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Rob, you want, is this the last word?
Yeah, no, it's not the last word, but I just wanted to make one comment for sure. The goal tomorrow.
Okay.
Actually, it seems like it just boils down to whether they're going to be a partner or a customer, right? So if you could get that cleared away right up front, it might be a very short meeting, or it could be a little longer and very productive, and I think you've got both versions now.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So we will have agreement where we stand and...
Yes, and I'll offer a suggestion and see if this board would maybe like to make that motion. Okay. I can take your comments, incorporate them into a red line document that can be distributed to the council and the board for their consideration as an alternative to the MOUs, because they're already in the JPA staff report. Mm-hmm. So this would need to be distributed late.
That
so
would be helpful.
Yeah, I think it would be. I think you
would it be helpful to you? I guess, huh?
Yeah, I think it would be helpful for the process too.
Okay, good.
To provide, I would take the city's MOU because that's the direction I've received.
That's
and make the modifications understand. To that, and incorporate your comments into that, and maybe some alternative language because I've heard both sides. I've heard kind of Steve's perspective, and I think Dale echoed that, is take them out of paying anything up front, make them a customer, it gets rolled into their ultimate rates.
That's it.
Or the other perspective that I heard discussed is keep it as written where they're paying up front costs, but maybe there needs to be some language in there as to how their ultimate rate gets adjusted if they do pay up front costs. So...
I like the former.
You like the former? And I would be happy to do that if that's the consensus of the committee.
Well, then do you need a motion?
Well, I think we need, there's some public there that would like to comment. At
okay.
At this
right.
point, we could take public
okay,
comment.
Okay, public comment.
Do you have something you want to take beforehand?
Yes. Well, I had a comment on that, and once again, it's what's driving, the horse or the cart. If the city came up with this partnership arrangement initially, the city council, and that's what they want, then I would say you would start with that, you would modify it to include all the comments that the city needs to pursue this partnership as a minimum. And if that doesn't get approved tomorrow, then you immediately go to plan B, which is the client server purveyor customer. But I think somebody has to make that decision as to what's going to be the best.
This city agreement is kind of a hybrid. It's there are partner in the first part of it with the city retaining all control.
You got it.
Maybe it's because I wrote it. and then they become a customer later on. I think perhaps it would be clearer. And we can, when we redline this, we can leave it as an optional item in there and let the council see both points of view if that's what this committee wants to do.
Barbara, are you done? We were going to put a public comment, but you're welcome to keep on going if you want.
No, I just want to make sure I was clear. I think if this was the direction you were given, Rob, then you want to pursue that, and you just, you know, we're not going to go back and forth with CSD. This is the minimal amount of terms we can accept. If you can't accept that, we're going to pursue another arrangement.
Bill, I have one more item.
Let her rip.
I just noticed that on page 3 of the city's MOU, 4A, makes reference back to January 8, 2013, and I believe that was supposed to be the day the Coastal Commission struck the gavel.
Right.
It wasn't that on January 10th. I noticed past resolutions use that 8th date. The 10th is when they actually met.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Sorry about that.
And there's some typos in there. You might have your best
spell check
pushed, button pushed. Okay, dear public. Identify yourself, please.
Marla Jo Bruton-Sadowski, North Morro Bay. And I want to commend you. All of you obviously put a lot of time and attention into this. And on behalf of the citizens of Morro Bay, if I can be so bold, we really appreciate the work you're doing. I have a question, and it may be totally, like, weird, but since the CSD has been telling us, well, we go do the investigate CMC, and we investigate, you know, we do all this work, and that they're doing their own thing over here. How do we know that even if they do become, say that they're going to be a partner, how do we know that that we would have a commitment to that so that we don't start designing a plant, including them as a partner, and then they throw a hatchet in and go, well, you know, we're going to make our own little plant, or we're going to go to another community. It's like they're just all over the place and nowhere at the same time. So has anyone thought about that? Because they seem to be so elusive.
We know it's a very difficult, it's a conundrum, and yeah, it's something that we have to deal with. I'm sure Rob could wax on this more eloquent than I, but all I'm telling you is that all pressures are pushed towards putting Cayucas and Morro Bay together in bed for this facility.
Well, one thing I will say is we just got this letter from the Regional Water Quality Control Board that says there's going to be penalties after 2021. Yeah. I think Cayucas is going to find themselves in a very tight spot since Morro Bay has made the initiative to move forward on it over the last, you know, year and a half, 2 years. For them to try and come up with a plant placement that the Coastal Commission's going to approve and try and get it implemented. Because read that letter, Rob, and correct me if I'm wrong, both the district and the city are on the hook. It said a mandatory minimum, penalties are going to happen in 2021. That's the way I read that letter.
So. That's the way, yeah.
So I think you're going to find, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. I think you're going to find that they are in a position they would have to come up with something very, very quickly to try and usurp it, and I think it would fall out before we truly get into the full design phase where the money differences in cost to design a larger facility.
All outside influences are pushing towards us working together to have a facility that will serve both communities.
Okay, so you're speaking about the Regional Water Board.
Yeah.
And CCC.
The state, the county.
Okay.
And all the other agencies. And you may want to add on that, I don't know, but it looks like everybody is pushing us together.
Okay, that's good to hear. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Rob, did you want to add to that?
I don't think I have anything else to add other than there will be an ultimate agreement. I mean, this MOU was not to resolve all the everything in the world because there was no way that we were ever going to agree to that in short term. So the intent was to have an MOU that gets us through facility master planning before we start encouraging huge costs. That was the intent. And then at some point, you know, if Cayucos is a customer, we're going to have an agreement where they pledge their rates for the next 30 years to pay back, because nobody's going to loan us any money unless we both pledge our rates to pay back that loan.
And we're proceeding with a design that's going to be coupled with Cayucos, and the capacity of the plant's going to be such that we can handle the effluent from Cayucos.
That's the goal, yes.
Okay. Whew. Okay, I think we got through the MOU, and that gets us to new business.
Is there a motion?
Do we need a motion?
We don't need one, but if you did want to make a motion to clarify your position.
Like Barbara's got a motion. Do you have one, Richard?
Yeah, I have a motion. I'd like to make the motion that Morro Bay staff draft a simple customer-purveyor relationship document to present to the JPA and City Council tomorrow.
That reflects this discussion today by our committee and the thoughts that we came forward. That would include that?
The motion, I want to make it clear that I think that I'm making the motion that we treat Cayucos as a customer. And
The MOU
reflect that clearly. Okay. And that keeps it simple.
All right.
And could I just comment on a little bit? Well, no, let's just let that motion sit, and then we'll go.
Well, and it does reflect the discussion that we've had here this afternoon.
Is there a second?
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
I don't know who. We need it for the minutes. Who was?
Dale got it, I think. Yeah. He stood up and waved, so he. So anyway, we do have an opportunity for discussion before we say yay or nay. And Richard, if you want to make a couple comments, let's go ahead and have them.
Okay. Cayucos Sanitary is a special district under LAFCO, and they are a 501c4. They're able to lobby, unlike our city. That's my understanding. If we're going to negotiate, and it's a business negotiation, because let's make it clear, this is what it is. Let's take a look at Cayucos' goals are very different than ours, and their situations is very different. What are their options? Their options are building their own plant with 2,000 some odd people, maybe making a joint powers agreement with Cambria or somebody from Nacimiento, or being a customer with Morro Bay. The infrastructure is there. We're in a strong negotiation position right now as a city. When the original JPA was drafted, we weren't. The city was sued, and then that was part of that agreement is reflective of that. And for years, it's been a contentious relationship, and what makes it even more contentious is that they own a 30% or 35%, yet have 50% of the vote. This is inequitable. So we have to relook at it with fresh eyes. Regarding of what Mr. Carmel or the sanitary district's attorney says, the document, the JPA document that I reviewed, makes it clear that it doesn't this is a new plan. That JPA document is geared toward the same location and an upgrade. So I think that we are in a position as a city to really be in a strong position to take a leadership role. We're the lead agency, and we need to address this issue urgently because of other matters that have to do with our infrastructure that I'll get into a little bit later with the FMP.
I agree.
Anyone else? Okay, we're going to
vote. I have something, Bill.
Okay.
Rob had described the MOU as a hybrid, partly partnership, partly customer. If we go strictly as the motion is, will we get any in reimbursement at all until we start billing them for their as a customer? Or do we want to get some partnership for what we're doing now and then treat them operationally as a customer? That's just as far as this motion goes. That's my only discussion.
The motion is set as strictly a customer. Richard's motion is very clear that they will the Cayucas Sanitary District will be a customer. Therefore, there will be no funds from them up front.
That's the way I understand the motion.
Valerie.
As a customer, does that preclude them from providing funds up front and paying as we go rather than waiting till the end? I don't know. Can the city really foot this whole bill? Do we want to take on that financial responsibility, or were you originally intending that as we go for all these studies that CSD would kick in some portion of the funding?
Even with
I don't know that if they are a customer only, but in that relationship, that precludes them as they're part of the development of this to pay as they go.
I don't think our city treasurer would ever turn down a check from anybody. They could make payments up front, and we could structure their rates based on their cash it's like a down payment.
Well, like for the various studies that we outline in your FMP, the work that needs to be done, and by having them as a customer only, preclude them from continuing to participate in that, to continue to participate in staff time, legal time, what have you. If the city's carrying the major burden of the roles and responsibility of moving this project forward.
You know, I'll leave that. I don't think anything, we can agree to anything that we want to. It's an agreement. So there's nothing that precludes any of this. Just to another point, could the city afford it to go on their own if Cayucas wasn't paying their fair share going along?
For this part of it.
More likely than not, probably 100% likelihood, the city was looking at SRF planning loans because we don't have the cash reserves in the bank to get us all the way through till we get to the end of the project when you get your SRF, when you start your construction draws and get reimbursement. So we would have probably taking out an SRF planning loan to get us to that point anyway, even with Cayucas's, if they were to be paying a portion of the planning costs.
So that means that they could sustain the planning and the RFP procedures and all the other process of a project from inception and progress through the loan dollars rather than relying on Cayucas dumping in bucks. Dale, did you have something else? Okay, well, we're Barbara.
Sorry. Yes, I just have one comment. I want to make sure I stated my position clearly. I don't think we have explored the option of coming up with a strong, well-written MOU in this hybrid semi-partnership relationship that Rob was directed to do. So that's my opinion.
This is John.
Yeah, John. Go ahead.
I just want to understand the motion. Richard's motion was to have Rob provide to the city council for tomorrow, for tomorrow's JPA meeting, an MOU that just treats Cayucas as a customer. Is that correct?
That's what I understand.
That's the motion.
That's the motion.
Okay.
With input and other, we've discussed this for an hour and a half, as you know. So there's a lot of little phrases and clauses that he can throw in there. We aren't going to limit him, but that's the essence of the motion. Yeah, and seconded.
Okay, excellent. Because I support that, because really what I see is we have right now an MOU that it allows for the CSD to provide some input on construction of a new plant or preliminary planning of a new plant, but ultimately they become a customer. And if they balk at that, I do want our advisory committee to provide the city council with some guidance on what happens if they don't want to agree to that structure. And it seems to me that the next step would be capacity for them, an agreement that provides for them to have capacity but no input, and ultimately they become a customer. The next step would be, and if they balk at that, the next step would be, okay, well, no capacity, and you're going to have to figure out what you're doing on your own, most likely doing your own plant. And in the interest of representing the city, we need to reach that direction as quickly as possible. And having this other agreement sort of out there as to what the alternative would look like, I like that. And I want the city council to be able to act pretty quickly and get some sort of decision from Cayucas as quickly as possible, because this isn't something that we can spend months talking, discussing. At some point, they're going to have to decide that they're happy with some input, and ultimately they're going to be a customer. Or if they don't like that, then find visible capacity, but you're not going to have any input, and we're going to move. This is the city's plant we're building, and you're going to become a customer. But I would like to add to Richard's motion, if possible, that the city council reach that decision as quickly as possible.
Okay, so, good.
And
thanks.
That's all I have to add.
It looks like the existing city MOU would basically be stripped in terms of Morro Bay and CSD are going to do this and they're going to do that, to basically outlining, stating what Richard's talking about, and then outlining what the city's going to do, and then the roles and responsibilities of the CSD. But it's not necessarily are they going to be in a decision-making role from here on out, or approval of this and approval of that.
Cayucas, yeah. Correct, yeah.
This seems to like this would all be stripped down.
Okay, we have beat this poor horse. No, we really beat this horse really down to downtrodden. I think we're ready for a vote, because we have an even more important thing to discuss in the next 25 minutes. So I'm going to ask for a vote on Richard's motion and Dale's second. All in favor, say aye.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Since Mr. Diodati's afar, we have to do this via roll call.
Okay. Then we need Ms. Secretary. Are
I'll,
you
I'll do the. Co- right. She doesn't have a microphone
okay.
over there.
All right,
so,
let her rip.
And I'll start with the motion maker, Commissioner Sadowski.
Aye.
Guerrero.
Aye.
Woodson.
Aye.
Spagnola.
No.
Gerlich.
Aye.
Donnelly.
No.
Laviolette.
Aye.
Diodati.
Yes.
Shively.
Aye.
Motion passes 7-2. With commissioners or board members Spagnola and Donnelly dissenting.
Okay, good. Let's move on. We want to get out of here at 5 o'clock, right? Is that our goal?
Yes, that is our goal and our requirement.
There's our requirement, folks. So we have to be very prudent and timely in our manner of approach to our new business, which is C1, which is a draft request for proposals, RFP, for the facility master plan, or better known more affectionately as FMP. And staff's recommendation is to review the draft. Rob, do you want to take us on this?
Sure. And maybe to expedite things, since we did get direction on the previous item, there's a lot of contract language in the back that we probably don't need to discuss because they'll be based on what the MOU is, and we probably don't need to relive whether it's the city or the city and district over again. So if we'd focus on really the scope of work, I think that would help us out quite a bit getting through this. So this document is written so that we're giving a lot of flexibility to the consultant to come up with a master plan for the new site, and did that purposefully because, as I think I've said till people are sick of hearing it, the end use of the reclaimed water is what will drive the treatment process. You don't pick the treatment process to first. So if we were going to do what we are doing right now and continue to discharge partially treated secondary, we wouldn't pick an MBR. But we're not going to do that anymore. We're probably looking at, you know, more advanced treatment. So we need some options for the consultant. Also excluded from this RFP, because it's more of a straightforward design project, design bid build project, is the collection system modifications that will be needed, the pump station, and the force main. Pretty standard engineering stuff there. We don't have a lot of design.
Let me interject a question. Is that pump station that you're talking about, is that pump station going to be the station that would pump all the sewage to the new facility?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be Cayucas and Morro Bay and everything, and this is an accumulation of one big honking pipe?
Yeah, Cayucas breaks to gravity and flows by gravity into the existing common collection system. Yeah. So we need a pump station that takes – we have gravity feed into our existing plant. Mm-hmm. We have pump station feed. So we need to have that all break to gravity and probably a big wet well. Uh-huh. Pump it out and go up the road a mile to the new site. Pretty straightforward construction. As I was speaking, the only thing that's not quite straightforward is where exactly it's going to be located. In my view, it's the center of the roundabout, but I can't get anybody else to buy into that.
It's going to be near the headworks of the existing plant.
Potentially, but maybe we don't want it near the headworks. We're proposing to propose that site for redevelopment. Maybe we don't want it in the middle of the redevelopment area. Maybe we want to locate it more over to the side, nearer the road. So it's going to be somewhere in that general area, probably not where it's existing right now.
But you're envisioning an underground facility. I mean, it's not something that people are going to walk by and catch a whiff of it. So.
Well, there's going to be above-ground facilities, support facilities with it, too. There will have to be a chemical building controls. We're not sending people down underground to work on controls down there. Everything is going to be above grade there. We're going to have our SCADA all above grade.
But I mean, as far as there's no odor issues or anything else going on, you're not taking it to open air. You're looking at having a wet well. Thank you.
Exactly. So I just ate up, you know, half of your time talking about that.
I'm hoping to go through this one page by page so we don't jump back.
Okay, maybe generally it's a request for proposal.
Right.
We will probably get proposals from a number of firms. We select based on qualifications. Once we find the most qualified firm, we negotiate a fee, is the way consultant selection process works, and that fee would be within some budget. And we're proposing to have a pre-proposal meeting so that everybody's all on the same page with this.
Now you say on page 13 you're going to issue it on March 16th. Is that still the schedule?
Ideally,
that's 1 week.
Ideally, that would be the schedule.
Okay, so you've got it all prepped and all prettied up and ready to go, huh?
Oh, you do?
Well, this is the city's version. This is what's going to go out. There's some red lines from various people's comments, but I carried those along so that everybody could see the comments.
Okay. Okay. So this is, and I think it's very timely that this goes out in a manner of where we start getting the feedback that this asks for, and I think that you're very appropriate staff. You're on the stick, and I endorse it 100%. It may not be, you know, the old 80-20 rule. It may not be exactly perfect, and we're going to try to make it a little better, but right, you got to get it out.
And there's not that much difference between the Cayucas version of this and the City of Morro Bay in the technical aspects.
Good.
They have some contract language changes, but those will all be worked out in the MOU portion of the meeting tomorrow night as opposed to the RFP portion. So if we could focus on the more technical issues, if you want to go through it page by page, I think we can probably go through it pretty quickly.
Yeah. I hope so. Well, let's start with page one. And does anyone have any comments at all about page one?
Typo, hand delivered.
Yeah, that is a down four paragraphs. Proposed on the paragraph
general
starting with proposals. It's had is hand.
Oh,
correct.
And then above that, the paragraph above that is you need a date in April.
Yes, right. April 10th.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anything else on page one?
Well, I had a comment on the very cover thing here. It looked like it was something that just kind of pulled off for, like, notice to bidders or construction contract, and you mix it in with a request for proposal and the title somehow. It's like it's kind of a hodgepodge.
Okay.
So I don't know if you really wanted to say it this way, but that's the way it reads to me. I mean, like you said, notice to bidders and took it out, put consultants in instead, and put general conditions and special provisions. That sounds more like a construction contract.
Yeah, I think I need to just strike that.
Yeah, strike some of that stuff. And then as far as, I guess, the first page of the actual contract or the request, you make mention a mandatory meeting. From my experience, if you don't offer two, they will ask for that second one, and it may be that one you wanted to get. So it would be best that you offer two mandatory meetings with consultants, so if they can't meet one, they can meet the other, because you want as many people as possible responding. So my recommendation is two. Again, on page 13, you make reference to the one meeting.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Page two.
Well, I have some basic editorial comments, but I don't think that that's appropriate to go through them here. And so I'll just give you this at the end of the day.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Again, I think that we're all clear that on paragraph three that you need to put a date in. I think it's April 10th. On page 13, that's the date you have.
Yeah. And I guess, Valerie, in addition to you, anyone else that has gone through this and has editorial comments and maybe sentence structure, I would encourage
I would be happy to receive those.
There you go. There you go.
Well, sometimes there's just, you know, when you're listing out things, there's a lack of consistency. Sometimes you put a period behind a sentence and sometimes you
right.
don't. And just kind of those kind of things, just to kind of help clean it up a little bit.
Okay, page two. My comment is that at the end of the bullets, do you need anything that has... I remember when I was on a commission or another that we were a zero discharge community. Is this a zero discharge project?
No.
And for the salts, they have to.
Okay. And then, so you don't have to worry about that. And then the next thing is do you need, after the bridge episode, do we need a bullet about Native Americans in there?
No, because this is design. It'll be addressed in the okay. environmental document.
All right. Okay. Anyone else?
I'm going to give you a handout. It'll make it easier, and then I'll just go through the points because this is my handout. My handout pretty much addresses the paragraph where it's under the facilities master plan will include evaluation and analysis of, and then it says the conveyance.
Wait a minute. Let me find where you are. But you're on page two?
I'm on page two.
Middle of the
About two-thirds of the way down.
About two-thirds of
okay.
the way down.
Okay. Remember, we got 15 minutes.
Okay, yeah. So you have them. Okay. The issues that one of the main issues I have with the FMP is that it needs to be an integrated approach with the collection system. And item one on the handout, it says, in 2008, Mike Watson from the CCC staff wrote a letter telling the city that the sewer plant and the sewer lines needed to be addressed together in the project DEIR. Okay? And there's a quote from his letter, and in this little packet that I sent, you have an attachment of Mike Watson's letter. The CCC staff... item two, CCC staff learned recently of the results of well water tests that indicate presence of wastewater in the Morro Basin wells and indicate that they plan to discuss this situation with the city. So they are aware that after seven years, Morro Bay has still not addressed this issue. And that's the issue of a point source of sewage entering our drinking water aquifer in the Morro Basin. At the May 2014 regional board meeting, Jeffrey Young indicated concern, he's a board member of the regional board, regarding the blending of nitrated contaminated water with state water, and he mentioned emerging contaminants as a concern. Because Morro Bay staff said sewage had been ruled out as source of nitrates in the wells, it is unlikely that the detailed testing of the water was done, and a wastewater treatment expert told a colleague of mine that unless the brackish water reverse osmosis drains equipment and processing were tied to a specific contaminant in the water, the desal plant may not be removing all the potentially harmed substances. Let me be clear here, okay? The city had hired a consultant. This is the previous staff had hired a consultant. The consultant had looked at the high nitrates that we have in our Morro Basin wells. The staff had ruled out sewage, and now recently we find that sewage is present in our municipal wells. Regarding the financing grants, in May 2014 at a regional board meeting, a board member asked, do you want to declare a public health emergency? Then we could help you. Mr. Leivick and Mr. Keogh here were both present, indicated they did it not. However, were we to do so, substantial federal grants could become immediately available. This, of course, assumes an integrated approach to the WRF and the collection system repairs. Now, recently, I'm sure you can expand on it, Ginny. Recently, the federal government and the state have opened huge amounts of cash available to communities that are addressing water supply problems. And this, if we integrate these issues, we can go after those grants.
I'm not sure. From my reading of this, that this is excluded.
Pardon?
I don't think that this RFP, well, I'll let Rob address it, but from my review of it, I don't think that we are excluding this possibility in this RFP. Those people that are going to respond to this RFP could respond to that.
Yeah, but it actually does, because you're not addressing, you're only addressing the infrastructure to go to the WRF, and then a separate RFP is going to be issued
Not the way I read it.
Is that correct?
I defer to you.
I think Richard's reading it correctly. This facility's master plan is intended to hire a expert in treatment plant design. The collection system repairs, pump station, force main are pretty conventional civil engineering. We don't need to go through the FMP process to do that. They'll still be addressed in the project EIR as project components. We just don't need to do facilities master planning for that. They'll be more standard design bid build for that, but still addressed in the environmental documents, and then constructed at the same time as the treatment plant.
Well, my question is I thought I read in this that you could come up, the consultants that are going to respond to this RFP could come up with what plan that they thought appropriate as to be in the best interest of the city, which would include effluent injection into the water table, which could address Richard's issues pretty directly.
No, I think what Richard's talking about is preventing. There are some existing collection lines that are cracked during years of high water. Water flows into them. If the water's low, the sewage may leak out of those. So we need to repair those. We have a CIP to do that. It just, we need to do it with the wastewater treatment plant project, because we need to know where the lift station's going to go and where the force main's going to go. So they're tied together. It's our opinion that we don't need to include that in the FMP portion of the project. Right. It'll be a project component. There's not that many alternatives to more conventional civil engineering repair work that we're doing to fix our collection lines.
Yeah, Richard, I just want to jump in for a second here. You're absolutely right. We did talk with actually it was a consultant,
Monica
Kestrel, that was talking about potential federal grants, and she said that we would jump up to the top of the list in several instances if we could prove that there was nitrate contamination in the wells. But what I wanted to mention is that I really don't think that we've completely pinpointed the nitrate contamination to wastewater.
Yes, we have.
Well, because I have read documents from the Regional Water Quality Control Board prepared by their own hydrogeologist that disagrees. So
yeah, those reports were 7 years ago. They came out recently. Sucralose test at the May 2014 meeting, a presentation was given, and the regional board directed staff to do a sucralose test. Sucralose is the indicator. If you have sucralose in your drinking water, it's identified as wastewater. That's the latest science that shows. Mm-hmm. So it's been identified that is, the consultant was wrong, in other words, and the regional board was incorrect in their assumptions. So now we need to address that issue. And if we address that issue, and it's a point source, we know where it is.
Right.
Okay? And so with that in mind, we could bring in this RFP together, and by fixing that and integrating it. I'm a firm believer that separating collections and treatment is a mistake in this particular case.
And when you say a point source, does that mean one location?
Well, we know of a location. Let me maybe expand on it.
Noel, we got 6 minutes.
Okay. If you want, I can expand, talk to you about it later.
What I propose is that we attach this to the minutes. Attach Richard's papers. Richard made a very significant effort, and I appreciate all your input.
Okay.
And I think you did good. And you don't have to integrate them in the minutes, but attach them to the minutes as input to the meeting. Would that be all right? Would that be all right with you, Stan?
Yeah. And like I said, it's the collection system repairs, the force main, the lift station are integral components of the project, just not of this FM facilities master plan.
Can I also add, I have another thing that is an opportunity for the city. Currently, like a company like AlSeptic, they pump out a lot of septic tanks and all these honey huts, and they either take it to Santa Maria or they take it to Soledad. I believe that this is an opportunity. If we get the right treatment, we could have that disposal done here, and we can integrate it into this project. And this will be a income generator for the city. It would might require two force mains going up 41 to address, so you can separate the high chemical ones from the domestic waste. It might require that, so then it has a treatment there. But it's something to think about when we look at this project in a more holistic way.
So basically make our plant also for septage receiving,
yeah,
because there's limited spots where you can get rid of septage.
It should be looked at.
Yeah.
It should be an option. Okay, anybody else?
Rob, yeah, can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Rob, tomorrow at the JPA meeting, you mentioned Cayucas has a version as well. What if the two parties can't agree on a final version tomorrow?
I'm likely to ask our council to give me direction to release a city RFP.
And so all the references to the CSD would be deleted out of this version?
Yes.
Okay. And then an alternative would be to come back with revisions for a future JPA meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, and so I just want to reiterate, I think that speaks to why the city council needs to act quickly on some sort of resolution with this MOU and have Cayucas decide as quickly as possible what relationship they want with the city and what terms, because the current structure just doesn't work for a quick and response process to working on a plant within a 6-year timeline. That's all I have to say. And I'm gonna say goodbye to everybody because I think it's 5 anyway. So thank you for letting me call in. I appreciated it.
Thanks for your input and thanks for your time. And we hope to see you in the future, man.
I do know that I've been traveling quite a bit the last few months, and I hope I am here one of these Wednesdays.
Keeping track of you. You're doing good. Keep it up.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
And while we're off of John, is there any public input on this before we want to make sure we get public input on this?
Okay.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. Identify yourself again.
Okay. Marla Jo Bruton-Sadowski. And I just wanted to follow up really quickly. I, myself, and another citizen in Morro Bay were the ones who made a 20-minute presentation to the regional board, Central Coast Regional Board, about the nitrate contamination in our wells. And I'm a co-author on a report written 8 years ago saying that we conflicted with the regional board's experts and the experts that the city had hired, and that we believe that sewage is in fact entering our drinking water aquifer at 41 in Maine in that area. If you have questions, I have a report that shows the aquifer boundaries. It's very narrow there. Anyway, so I'm available if anybody wants to see that report. I can make it available on the web, what have you.
That would be good.
And the sucralose does not degrade in the water, and the cows, and they don't use it in fertilizer. So, you know, it's people eat the sucralose and then release it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comments? You want to come up and say hello? No, okay.
I do before we move
no,
on.
No, I'm bringing it okay. back. And Valerie, you got the table.
Because it sounded like you wanted to end the meeting.
No.
In regards to the project schedule and the deliverables, in this RFP, don't you want to have your outline your schedule and your beginning and your end dates, and within that, the deliverables, when you anticipate certain deliverables are due. And not only that, but then build into that the review time and who's going to be reviewing it, the city, you know, if it's a 60-day review period between deliverable. But I would think that you'd want to have that in here so that they know, you know, how quickly they're going to have to move in terms of, you know, getting – it just says – anyway, so that's one thing that I would recommend is that you have a schedule that shows the beginning and end dates, your deliverables, draft and final, also build into within every deliverable the internal reviews that are going to occur. And there's one thing, too, that I know that you have a 33, 65, and 90% completion stage. I'm not 100% sure how long this FMP is going for, but if it's going to be going for more than 3 months or what have you, is it about a year-long study? That actually what you need to include in the schedule are monthly progress reports. And what those progress reports do, and that could be something that they submit along with their monthly billings, but what they've accomplished during that period of time and identify any problems or issues or needs that need to be addressed. You know, what have we done, but we also are facing this issue and just have it in writing. But a monthly progress report seems to be an appropriate, I would recommend it.
Yeah.
As opposed to just waiting for 30, 65, 90.
Yeah. I endorse that very strongly. I'm an old project person myself, and I found a integrated CPM method scheduled to be extremely valuable in evaluating status and what needs to be done and where to put your resources to stay on schedule. And I think that this needs to be substantially expanded to see what you're... I realize you're going to go for an engineering and then a construction schedule, but I think you need to have this fleshed out a little more to start strong-arming expectations on schedule and information that you would really feel valuable from that schedule.
You know, you've got your start of work, you've got your end of work, and what's in between, and then it's also so that it doesn't come as a surprise that those deliverables are all going to be reviewed, and by who, and how much time do they have to review them?
Okay.
And then, just so it's all spelled out.
Dale, we missed you. You got anything else?
No, I'm good.
Well, let's go around the corner. How about?
The only, for the interest of time, only comment I have is later on, page 12. I don't know if you want to go over that now.
Go ahead. If you've got something that's germane, that this is going to go on the street in the next week, and if you think it's an issue that needs to be addressed by, you know, Rob, let me.
Yeah, it has to do with the evaluation selection. It starts at 11, goes on at 12, and you have a little format of scoring. And I guess it's based upon a combination of their qualifications and how they did in their proposal. I don't know about this particular project. Some projects, the way they're funded, means you have to go through a two-step proposal where you evaluate qualifications, select your shortlist, your top firms, and then ask proposals from that shortlisted group. I don't know, that is not faster necessarily, but because of some funding sources, you have to go that route. I don't know what your limitations are here, but right now your evaluation form is based upon your qualifications and your proposals. We may not pick the best firm, but we like their proposal. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and that could help staff, too, if you boil it down to maybe three candidates, then that helps staff as well. Yeah. Steve.
Actually, I have nothing other than a few grammar and a couple spelling. I'm okay. Good with it. Thank you.
Jenny?
Ditto.
Barbara?
I didn't see any mediation or arbitration in there. I don't know if you use that. If you do, add it in. Thank
you. Is that in the legal section?
That's in the legal. Damn. That's where it would be.
You got anything else, Barbara?
No, thanks.
How about you, Steve?
Richard.
You're done?
My only last comment is I think on page 7, the intended use of the consultant's work. I think it's not clear to me exactly how you're going to use this document and where you're going to go from here. And that last paragraph, intended use of the consultant's work, I think needs to be clarified to be nice, but maybe clearer as to where you're going to go from here and how you're going to do it. I think the last sentence is especially needs better words, and I don't understand from that paragraph where you're going to take this document and where you're going to go with it and what the next steps are. And I think that would be very helpful to especially a person bidding on this on clarifying their scope of work. And that's all I have. Unless there's something else for someone else around here that needs something else real quick.
I had to agree with the last sentence. It didn't make any sense to me because you were referring back to, later on you're going to be developing some bridging documents, but it's not clear what a bridging document is. And so you may know what that is, but the average reader.
And hopefully the.
I don't think so.
I think the consultants that will be proposing on this will know.
I think it's better to. Will lead to the development of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's,
if they don't know what a bridging document is, we probably don't want them proposing on the project.
Well,
no, she's
that's
right.
That's not really true. You should spell it out what it is that you want.
Yeah, it's better to get it into the objective. Yes?
Just one thing, and I've mentioned this for years. I would like to have staff really take a close look at what we need for capacity on this water reclamation facility. You know, average, the way they're calculated with average flows, I mean, we have such a standard of deviation and variance in our flows that we need to address the tourism and that. So I would just revisit that capacity issue. Thanks.
Oh, and I do have one other thing, is that you put the demolition of the existing WBRF in there, and I don't think that's germane to where we are. I think your plate is full, and I think that we can address this 2-3 years from now, and I don't think that this is a big deal. And I think it could be done by many, many, many people other than this primary people that you're addressing.
I got just a question for staff. On this corporate yard that's part of this project, are you planning on putting a gas station facility at the new location?
We want to get out of the fueling business. We do so little fueling. It makes no economic sense for us to be in the business. So we'll be getting out of the fueling business before. I think if Dave had his druthers, our city manager, we'd be out today. But we need to figure out a place to fuel our fire vehicles first.
Okay, before I close, I'm going to let everyone else around the table make a closing comment. I'm going to start with Dale. Valerie?
No.
Yeah. OK, Okay, we need to poll.
I wanted to thank you, Mr. Woodson, for chairing the meeting today and in the past. You do such a wonderful job.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Steve?
No comment. I'm good.
I think it was a very productive meeting, and I'm very curious what's going to happen tomorrow.
Barbara.
No comment. Likewise. Thank you.
And Richard?
The only thing I have to say is I think that if staff can meet with the Northern Chumash Tribal Council as soon as possible, we can get some of these other issues resolved and have some plan for a lift station location.
Well, one thing that we need to take into consideration, too, that there's more than one Native American group that would need to be consulted. And so that's something that the city needs to take seriously and start developing that contact list.
So that's
it's not
one
just
of the,
one group.
Yeah, that's one of the fatal flaws that we'll be looking at along with biology. We'll be starting that work prior to this facility's master plan. We'll be getting a archaeological resource expert on board to work with us, a biologist and a geotechnical engineer, to get started on some pre-studies. That work will be going out immediately.
Okay, this calls for the adjournment of this meeting, and we will adjourn to our next scheduled meeting at April 8th, 2015 at 3 p.m. at this same location, and we sure hope to see you come and be part of this. Thank you very much.